Anyway, so we have some quick fire questions that we want to ask you guys. Mm-hmm. It's meant to be icebreaker, but the ice is broken.
It's been broken.
After Jeremy, this is not your first time.
It's just experience, babes.
Yes.
Very good.
Hallelujah.
Can everybody say amen?
Amen.
Lady Pastor. Wow. Lady Pastor.
No,
what we were going to do, we wanted to make it fun. So we were going to get, I was going to ask you a question and I want you to answer thinking about Temi's answer. Temi, I'll ask you. You answer thinking about Ashley, you answer. Do you get it?
So yeah. I'm answering as a her.
Is that Mr. and Mrs.?
So I'm going to ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be like, who was Temi's childhood crush?
Oh, and then yeah? We both
have. And then you answer for who you think it was Temi's.
And then we have.
And then you answer for who you think it was Ayo's. Oh, and then you answer for who you both. So it's just going to be a bit of fun. Quick fire questions.
That's okay.
Yeah. Just,
that's what I said, but you corrected me. I said, I'm answering Temi's answer. You said no.
Oh, sorry. It's what you said.
It is well.
Hello, Erica Badu.
Don't let this show. He's going to bring me your date. He said, Erica Badu.
They make fun of us, weren't we?
It's actually Janet Jackson.
Oh, it's Janet Jackson.
Yeah, poetic justice, no?
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay, yeah, never mind. Do you know what?
You see them?
There was
I won't head rap. They won't do Black History Month.
No, it's Janet Jackson.
Nah, I hear you.
Yeah. Black History Month is crazy.
That's what they want to do. Anyway.
Go on.
Sorry, go on.
It's meant to be quick, innit? So,
you okay?
You have started.
Sorry.
That's so straight. You stop smiling. Stop bloody smiling. We get it. This is Invisalign. We get it.
We don't mind. I got 30 billion to judge you.
Okay. I don't know. Abby, call every second. Yes, Abby. Anyway.
I'm shaking this.
But it's meant to be quick, so I don't want you guys to take more than like 10 seconds.
Five seconds.
Yeah, even five. Yeah, I'm going to say
I'll try, Ashley. Yeah, I'll do my best.
Yeah. So you're answering for her.
For 10, okay.
I'm answering for Ashley. Ashley's answering for
5. Perfect. All right. When did you guys start podcasting? 3, 2, 1.
2019.
Oh, sorry, 2019.
Okay.
I think it depends what the question. If like general questions like that, you should say at the same time.
Okay, yeah. That's a good question. Yeah. 2019. Sorry, I panicked.
2019. Okay. Another one. All of you at the same time. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is this person a night person or an early bird or night owl? 3, 2, 1.
All nighter.
Thames an early bird.
I was all nighter. Ashley's not an all nighter, so I'm gonna say early bird.
Yeah,
she's not all nighter for sure.
Am I right?
I'm not an early bird, darling.
Yeah, you're right. Night owl.
I'm not an early bird. Sorry.
Yeah, Ashley's the
I'm an all nighter. Yeah. Right. I go to gym at 12 midnight.
Fair. I forgot about that. You're right. I was thinking work.
Yeah, true. I mean, I have no choice. I have to drag myself.
Sorry, William. We're not good at fire quick.
This one doesn't have to be far fire. I mean, you're not doing it anyway, but it's fine.
Sorry. We're doing our best.
It's not good enough.
Sorry to break it.
The next question is, what would you say is each other's dream jobs?
Oh goodness.
You can do one at a time. She doesn't dream of labour.
Correct.
She doesn't dream of labour.
Tem, see, the thing is, it's not a specific role. It's more like, because I feel like what she's doing now, she's that's where she wants to be, but then she more wants to be successful. She wants to be successful in whatever she does, and she wants to be making good money doing what she does. So it's not a specific role. She's a career babe, though.
You know she did answer your question.
She
wants money.
She wants it so bad.
That's a dream job of hers. Making a lot of money, and she's a career woman versus me. I'm not a career woman.
Okay, so has everyone answered for
Ashley? I don't know. Ashley, I don't think Ashley has one. I think
she's
Ashley's like, she loves media. Anything media based, Ashley loves that. But in terms of a specific dream job, I don't think she
has. We don't dream of working.
I don't do that one.
It's a question.
It's a good question.
What would you say is, what is your most used emoji?
I know. Ashley's is the laughing face, literally crying and laughing.
Yeah.
every second change your team, give it a rest.
I always use the where there's like the three hearts.
Oh, where you're like,
is that not it?
What one's that?
That's the cute, you know, that love the cute about. One. The
yeah,
cute,
like when you're smiling.
Smiling with the hearts. It's not that.
Oh, okay, okay.
It was that at the time.
So what is it now?
I don't know. But it's not that.
Okay.
I think Thames, yeah, it can range.
But I have a specific one.
The explanation.
It's the one that's in your name.
There's one specific one I use most times. Like, I use it more than the average person.
No.
It's the white heart.
That's true.
I love a white heart.
You cheated. Okay. She would have got it.
Oh, maybe. Sorry.
No, I would. She would have got
something else.
She would not have got that.
Yeah. This as well.
Who was your childhood crush? I'm thinking more celebrities, by the way. Don't guys.
Oh, name don't go and show your yash. Don't go and show your yash.
You're Soulja Boy at a point. When was the second grade?
You Soulja Boy.
I loved Soulja Boy when I was younger. A lot. Mm-hmm. I did.
Childhood crush. Yeah, there's no one. Like, unless you haven't told me.
There was nobody.
Yeah.
There was just
was nobody.
Nobody.
God.
She's right.
Ashley, did you have one?
Ashley would have had.
Ashley seems like someone that would
Ashley would have had.
Yeah, but I can't.
Ashley would have had.
But now I don't know.
Not any that you've told us about.
Yeah. Maybe.
Whiskey, Banner Boy.
Maybe Omarion from BTK.
Yeah, it would
have
been like, American.
It would have been American.
And you didn't have one.
Nobody.
Nobody that you
could. You say?
Omarion.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Wait, Ashley, I have nobody.
Nobody. Hello.
Yeah, I didn't really have, like,
I was too focused, you know.
I really like GLS.
I love GLS. They were my crushes.
And you
like
who in GLS did you like?
Exactly. That's a good question.
Man,
oh.
I
loved. There was one of them. I loved him.
That one that went solo. What's the one that went solo?
They all went solo at a point.
No, one of them really made a mark.
Princeton.
Not even all of them.
I know their names.
Me.
I had a dream. I took them to my school.
Yeah, I got it right. 100%.
That's good. That's a good one.
So, if you had to sing one karaoke song bar for bar, what would it be?
Ashley has quite a few, to be fair. Ashley is really
one,
good.
One, though. Number one. Top one that you'd say Ashley would definitely pick.
Either Michael Jackson or Whitney Houston.
So. You're right.
Yeah, that's correct.
She's right.
Me and Tim, same song.
What's the song?
Slow.
Huh?
That was our song.
I wouldn't say more karaoke, no, but more like the dance moves, yeah. Mine's very embarrassing.
What is your...
I know this for bar, for bar.
But
Itty Bitty Piggy, Nicki Minaj. Nicki Minaj.
I came from work,
I can
guys,
sing I that from beginning to end.
That's
sleep.
Correct. I remember that.
I forgot the word about who's meant to be honest with who at this stage.
It's fine. Well, it's me for Tem. Tem for Ash. Ash for me.
Okay, yeah, cool.
I would say.
No, no.
What?
Bro, sang gospel. Oh, no, you're down.
You stop. I had one in my head and it's gone.
It could be a range.
It really could be a range. So the one that I had in my head was like a Disney song.
Yes.
So High School Musical.
Any
High School Musical.
Cheetah Girl.
No, not Cheetah Girls.
Cheetah Girls is her.
Yeah, actually,
Cheetah Girls. That's a raven.
Yeah.
There was another one in my head that just went... not Disney. Jesse McCartney, beautiful song.
Which one is it? One, though. Could you name it?
High School Musical.
Cool.
One, two, or three.
That's cute.
Quickly, one,
number
two, or three.
One.
Number one.
Number
two slapped, though. I can't even lie to you.
Nah, three was meaty.
Excuse me.
Number three is trash.
Three was meaty.
Number three is trash.
Come on, man. Number three
was hot garbage.
The reason is because you guys don't have class.
Stop it.
Angel.
You don't know.
Angel.
There's only number one.
Yeah, I
watched one of them.
His channel wasn't working. That's what you didn't see.
Ashley just called me a brokey.
Yeah, actually.
I can say that.
Anyway, let me finish my questions. What is the best piece of advice you've ever been given?
I feel like I can't answer that.
I can't answer.
No, you guys answer your roles for this one.
Yeah, for ourselves.
Oh, oh, God. Yeah.
Man's faith over feelings.
What? That's nice.
Thank you.
It was the unanimous.
Some people went there are laughing.
Unanimous.
It's God that you look at me. It's God. So that was a bit
that
deeper.
Advice was not that advice wasn't memorable for you people. That's why.
No, I feel like I've received the law.
There's so many that I can't
top three.
Think of what to right now. I got advice in uni telling me to live in the moment because sometimes I find myself drifting into the future too much that I forget the moment.
That's
so live in the moment, the future will figure itself out the same way this moment has figured itself out.
That's amazing.
That's it.
I still don't have one.
Shit, they're making the bar higher and higher. Go on, actually beat
you
that.
You can do it.
Beat that.
You're always doing motivation.
There's also another
this
one.
Your
you're currently living what you used to pray for.
Mm. Wow. That's wow. One, yeah. That's one that you're currently living an answered prayer.
Oh. That's very nice as well. Are you laughing?
No.
Right, so this one you're back to answer for each other.
Okay.
If there was only you were only able to leave three apps on your phone, what would they be?
God.
Only three apps. So the rest were going to be deleted. What would be the three that the person you know that they would keep? Yeah.
Only three.
Honestly.
Okay, the Bible app.
Wow.
TikTok.
That's not on my phone.
TikTok's not on your phone?
It's on my other phone.
It's still on your phone.
But it's still on your phone.
Okay. But that's not.
Gotcha.
Okay, take TikTok off.
Oh, we're answering for yeah.
Okay. Okay, Spotify, Bible app, and Instagram.
No. YouTube would be the last.
Oh, yeah.
YouTube. Apple Music, because she's not a Spotify babe.
Childish.
Damn.
I had to just make sure.
This sounds so silly, yeah, but I feel like Snapchat.
Why? Because you know, I really like Snapchat.
Because you use it better.
Do you think?
Yeah.
What, you think I always post on there?
No, you just on it.
I'm just on it. Mm.
I hear it. I love Snapchat too.
The last one.
That was very cute.
Who's calling you?
My mum.
What?
My mum.
They're ready to crucify you, my brother. Don't let them do that.
No, never me.
Did you not hear? Who's
already
calling you?
Crucified him.
It's not me that's been crucified. It's not by anybody.
So wait, what does Apple Music, Snapchat, and what's another app they use there? Instagram, but then I feel like those are typical. I'm trying to think of one specific.
Yeah, but I don't.
Candy Crush.
I even have that.
She does like games,
but
actually.
I like games, yeah. There's this one game I'm addicted to right now. I'll talk to you about it later.
But those are the three I would say.
Fair enough. Actually, I would say the Bible app, maybe. If you have an app on your phone right now that generates quotes, she would keep that.
I'm screaming.
Pinterest. I use Pinterest.
Pinterest is lit, though.
We'll keep the Bible Pinterest. You're not on Twitter anymore.
Isn't it Daily Dose of Jesus or something like that?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's what it's called, isn't it?
Mm. You're not on Spotify.
Cheers.
Okay, Spotify.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool. Last question before we go into the main topic. Time's actually flown, man. Isn't it? Jesus.
Wow.
What fictional world slash place would you say they'd want to live in?
Say it again, sorry.
What fictional world would you say?
Actually, Disney.
Okay.
That was
which Disney specifically?
Where we live.
Like what Disney? Are we doing Cheetah Girls, High School Musical?
I don't know if it's necessarily Disney Channel, actually.
As a world, that's
are we talking about Disney Princess?
Yeah. This has the world.
Okay.
Tem would live in a city, but obviously, because she's not really beach, she's a city girl, for real. So it would be like a really beautiful city skylines, high rises. She loves a penthouse apartment vibe. Yeah, if that was a fictional world, that kind of vibe.
Yes, absolutely.
It's like a Dubai, but the fictional version of a Dubai.
Yeah. I feel like I would be not in the city, but not too in the countryside, but just bang in the middle. Yeah, suburbs.
That's me.
Not a stitch, though.
That's where I want to be.
Good job.
Thank you.
Oh, that was so kind.
Don't get used to it.
Okay.
Like I said, those were actually meant to be like quick fire icebreaker. But
sorry, sir.
No, I was speaking about going on date. I'm trying to think about how to link it nicely. But we're kind of just speaking about going on dates and obviously like how you go on dates and, you know, what's applicable. And to be fair, what's something that was interesting in some of your answers was that I felt like part of your answers were linked to you lot being women and like your femininity. So like one of the topics was kind of like, how do you measure like both your masculinity and femininity? Because I feel like, and I saw Dami speaking about it on Wumi Bello's podcast, and he spoke about, this is a bit off tangent.
I love
it'll make sense. But he spoke about obviously like, I can't remember his exact words, but verbatim, he spoke about obviously like how his masculinity is questioned with how he dresses and X, Y, Z. And one of the things that you guys were saying about was like, you know, bringing food. And if I'm being entirely honest here, like I just, as a man, as toxic as this sounds, I probably just wouldn't do that. Like, that's not to say that. That's
I wouldn't say it's toxic. That's just your...
Yeah. That's not to say that that's how I measure my masculinity, but I'm just saying that there's many ways that you can measure your masculinity and femininity. So like, how do you guys measure it? And like, when did that like process start for you guys in terms of like...
That's such a good...
That's a great question. Like,
are you even consciously aware of it?
It's a very great one. And whilst you were talking about it, I think I was trying to think of exactly when the coin dropped for me. And mine was a bit later on in life, I'm going to be completely honest with you. Throughout secondary school, even uni, like I didn't really necessarily feel like... in touch with my femininity, if I'm being honest. Like, through, was it sixth form? No, was it second? Like, towards the end of secondary school, I think I started to care about more about my appearance. Like, as a woman, you have to look a certain way, like makeup and stuff. But before then, I wouldn't call myself a tomboy, but I really didn't care, naturally, because you're young, right? So I would say the coin dropped for me, like, within the last 3 years, you know, if I'm being completely honest.
I'll answer it different to you. How I measure it is interesting because I feel like when I was younger, like when I was in secondary school specifically, I feel like the way people received me or the comments I used to get, I feel like I was giving a lot of masculine energy because I'm very like opinionated, very much a leader, very dominant in my personality. Like I'm just very like in your face. And I feel like that doesn't make a person masculine. I just think, I feel like the way people measure masculinity and femininity in society is like, oh, the things like that men are leaders, men are loud, men are aggressive, men are this, whatever, and women are soft and they like to do their makeup. And, and I'm like, okay, I don't necessarily measure it that way. I feel like femininity is like being nurturing, being caring, being kind. But then those are human qualities as well that both men and women should possess. I just feel like, I don't know, I just feel like everybody, men and women, are like a balance of both. But depending on what your personality is like, some things are more pronounced. Some things are more pronounced. And it's not a bad thing. I don't know. I'm not a big fan of femininity coaches and all of that stuff either, though, because it's cap. And it's, a lot of them are just lying to girls about how to, about how to be for men. And it's just, come on, mate. No.
Another thing I wanted to add quickly was, even though I mentioned that there was a bit of a delay with me being in touch with my feminine side, I forgot to mention, I think that's due to the fact that I just wasn't given the space to explore my femininity. I felt like I've always had to be in charge of things and do my own thing, or I'll be independent and do all these things. And again, does that necessarily then mean that's not being feminine just because you're independent?
Is that because you're the older sibling? Or
there's also that, obviously, being a first child, being the older sibling, well, it was just two of us, but you still feel it coming from an African household, like the responsibility lies on you a lot of the time. Even till this day, there's still a lot of responsibility there to do certain things. But yeah, only recently, and I think what's helped me a lot in being more feminine, if I'm being completely real, is just being more cautious in my dating life. I think that's helped me a lot. I've always been the whole, oh, don't ever, and I still feel like that, by the way, don't ever rely on a man for money. Don't do this. Like, you have to still have your own, you have to do that. And I feel like that. And if you asked me this a few years ago, if you asked me my thoughts on being a housewife a few years ago, sorry, I don't know if it's off topic, but it's still all part of being this whole feminine and, you know, be independent. But if you ask me what my thoughts were a few years ago about being a housewife, I'd be like, why would you want to be a housewife? Like, I was so against it. It was just like, you have your career in front of you, what are you doing? And I feel like the older I get, the more I understand why women are housewives. It's not a bad thing.
You know? No, for real.
Let's be completely honest. And I think that's part of, well, I kind of measure that as me being more in tune with my feminine side.
So just like being more open to that different...
understanding different
expressions. I don't always have to be in charge of everything and control everything around me. Sometimes I can have a, you know, I can sit back and let things be done for me, accept things being done for me.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I think that's my main one. How I used to measure my femininity was my independence. Mm. And I think it wasn't until it actually toppled over into like how I maneuvered in relationships and dating, that's when I realized, okay, like I really need to assess this and assess how I'm moving and what I'm doing. So I think once I realized, again, there's nothing wrong with being independent, but I do think there's this agenda like to really push this super independence, pro independence on women. And that's not a bad thing, but I think it's also okay to take a step back and actually accept help. And ask for help as well. So that's something that I'm learning. And that just makes me feel more feminine. It's weird. But I think, again, what Temi said, when you grow up in an environment, for me, I feel like I had to grow up really quickly in my household because of like family circumstances and things that went on. You learn to like take care of yourself very quickly. Mm-hmm. And so as a result, it kind of leads to you not letting other people take care of you.
Right, exactly.
And
that's
it's not helpful.
Yeah.
You know, and that makes you...
And you start to see those straight... And the reason why I brought relationships into is because I started to see those straights in relationships.
Exactly.
Like, got to a point where my mom would be like, Tammy, I've noticed, like, you don't want people to take care of you. Let them, it's fine. Like, do you know what I mean? I'm like, oh, okay. This is kind of fun. You know, being taken care of, you know.
Do you think... So she made a point that... independence. So you think independence is or let's say hyper independence is pushed on women as a general, as a menu or something?
Yeah,
I we need to expand like
I feel like back to Ariel's point with like, I don't know if you realize on Instagram at the moment, maybe it's more so in America because I haven't really seen it here. In America, there's a lot of like women coaches.
It's too much.
I don't even know what they call themselves.
Femininity.
But yeah.
Coaches.
Like, how to be more of a woman, how to carry yourself, you know, become like a woman entrepreneur and be a boss, how to be a boss woman. That's the one, boss woman 101.
Yeah.
I see a lot of that.
Yeah.
And then it's like,
it's 101 for everything.
Yeah. And then as a result, you're seeing more and more women kind of going into this space of, oh, I don't need a man. I city girls type of thing. Like I can do my thing, which isn't a bad thing, but I think you need to have a healthy balance.
It's not
like,
healthy.
So where do you think
have a healthy balance?
Where's the, or like,
the
where
origin
did it start
of that
from?
It's hating men. Yeah. That's the origin of it.
No, I don't think it started from
me. No, do you know what? I'll give my opinion, yeah.
Okay.
I think the city girl lifestyle is originated from, okay, hating men is the extreme, but I think it's women constantly being disappointed by men.
Mm-hmm.
And so by them being continually disappointed by men, they said, let's be extremist in the counter. But then it is very contradictory because as much as you're saying you're a city girl, everything is, if he doesn't buy you this, what is this? It's contradictory. It's still relying on a man to give you money. But instead, it's in exchange for your time, or it's in exchange for your body, and it's in exchange for a trip. Is it? But it's that's why I said it's toxic and it's unhealthy because it wants to masquerade itself as independence, but it's not independence.
And I feel like to answer your question, I always explained sort of this current circumstances of just what we're seeing on social media, but I wanted to take it back to the roots from where it started. And then I don't know if it's the 1920s. Or way before then, right?
Mm-hmm.
Women were not allowed to do a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of anger that's carried on from then to like,
it's
passed through generations.
Right.
And I feel like with our generation, there's something special about our generation because we've broken a lot of status quos. We've done so much in terms of fighting for certain things. Just, do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to say it's necessarily anger, but it's just the fact that from the way things have been pre-wired and premeditated from back then, not women not having the opportunity to do a lot of things that men, and we're still seeing it in today's generation. The other day I did like a, what's it called? I did a salary review in my organization. And again, organizations have to do that for a reason because of gender pay gaps.
Yeah.
You know, things like that is why women are angry.
Mm-hmm. But Tim, I'd say that's different to city girl because we said city girls. That's more feminism.
Yeah, but it's where it's rooted from.
it's slightly intertwined.
It's intertwined, but City Girl is like a, it's like a.
I think the City Girl thing is what is currently happening, how it's displayed itself, of course. But if we look at why this whole I'm independent, this is that, it's because women never got that chance to do that back then. So now that we fought for it, it's like, we might have overdone it. Don't get to
where
well, we now feel like, oh, we need to be independent now as women, but it's because of where, because of, we've never had that opportunity to begin with. Men have always had that. So that's why you probably don't see them doing the whole, oh, I don't need, because you never had the choice. You've always been able
to. But I think where the issue is now is that some women have gone from one extreme to another, and they haven't found that healthy balance. That's now left them successful, very successful in one area, but in a lot of other areas in their lives, it's very low.
Yeah.
And not in the sense where like, oh, there's things lacking, but just low as in, like, you see it. Remember that, I don't know if you guys remember that video on, some girl posted a video on TikTok, but then it got posted on Instagram, and it was a black woman. She was like, oh, well, me and my friends were very successful, you know, we're doctors, lawyers, bankers, all of these different things, but we still can't find a man. Like, well, what's actually going on? Like, I have my own money, I'm this. Like, I don't understand why this girl, you know, she even used the example of a girl who was working in retail. You know, she's not as successful as me, but I see she settled down. Like, why is that? Why don't men want me? Why?
I was just going to say two things very quickly. I want to hear what you have to say for that, because I'm conscious about time, by the way. And I was just going to say, the point that you said about men not having to do it, I actually think nowadays, it's probably a bit counteractive, so men are overdoing the whole "I'm a man" thing because of like doing it. Like, it's a response.
It's a response.
Yeah. But I'm just saying it's ironic because obviously men have kind of always been able to do their thing, but then now that masculinity is hyper.
I also think it's hard to, yeah, I think what it is that men are now questioning what they actually bring, the value that they bring. And it's not that they never brought value, it's just they don't know what it was. They don't know what it is. I think a lot of men ascribe their value. This is just my opinion.
Sorry, go on.
A lot of men ascribe their value to financial and maybe like protective, and that's the only things that they ascribe their value to. They don't see anything else a woman, they not that they say it to themselves, but subconsciously they might not see what else they offer a woman. So then now, because now they're saying women can make their own money, and oh, if I've got my money I can look after myself, I don't need you to protect me. Okay, then you're shaking your boots because you're also thinking, okay, so then what do I give you?
Yeah. What can I do for you?
And sometimes men try to overcompensate because, again, they think that is what a woman requires from them. A lot of the time, I've never asked you for your money once. Oh. I don't care about, you know, the financial side. Even though, of course, have your own. As a human being, important. Have your own, regardless
take care of yourself.
Being a man or woman. But I can't sit here and say I ever dated a man and wanted him for his money. Mm-hmm. It's been other things. But the men I've happened to date, or hypothetically speaking, the men in general that are out there, they think that's what they can give a woman to be happy, you know. And then there's just that miscommunication there, the way it's like, I'm not asking you for your money, and you're looking around thinking, okay, what else can I provide for her? Sometimes your time, sometimes you just being there is enough.
But I think it's hard for men when on social media all they're seeing is women asking for money. So
I think
it puts them in a sticky situation, because you know, and I 100% agree, you know, that's all that they're tying to their value and their worth. But then when that's all you're seeing, again, if
it
that's
doesn't
all,
help,
yeah, it doesn't help. Which is unfortunate.
I agree. I think the whole City Girl, I agree with both of you, because I think both of them are linked, right? The whole feminist thing. I think what the idea of being a feminist now is very warped to what it originally is supposed to be. And then you have, like, with every movement,
we should all be feminists.
Yeah, because I was about to say, I'll consider myself a feminist, but like, it will depend on what your own definition on what feminism looks like. So you know, with what every ideal has its left and right, like far lefts and far rights. So the whole City Girl thing is the far extreme, the far right of independence is a necessity for everyone. This is just my take.
That's not my fact.
You see that with your parents. So you're both, your mum and your dad, they both have a sense of independence in themselves, right? Obviously with culture, you see that there's a lot of codependence, especially from the woman to the man, but they both have a sense of independence. I agree with the concept that it's difficult for men based on what you see on social media, based on what is kind of portrayed. I would say the funny, crazy part, the craziest part about it is the minority usually have the loudest voices, right?
Yes.
So speaking in relation to women or what men from the man's perspective, the ones with the loudest voices are usually taken as what the opinions of the mass is, yes, right? So if you're seeing these hyper-independent women, and hyper-independence is not good for anyone, regardless of gender, right, because that's how you run with that idea.
That's not how we're created.
That's not how you're created. You physically need each other to survive. That's so when you're seeing the loud and wrong ones, kind of shouting through a megaphone, XYZ, you kind of take it as gospel. You kind of take it because you think you, the whole idea is you put your best foot forward in order to attract what you want to attract, right? So if you're looking at a woman saying XY, or looking at what you think is the vast majority of women saying XYZ, you're going to try and put yourself and align yourself to what she's saying in order to find a mate. That's just how it works. So then that's where the imbalance now comes in, because you're there in one thing, and then when it gets time to the nitty gritty, their actions completely say a completely different thing. So now as a man, you're kind of looking like, well, I would say the, I kind of agree with you. I'm wrapping up. I kind of agree with you in relation to it then puts men in question about what their value is. Is from the beginning of time, men's values always been placed on what they can provide, right? So I guess to some degree, women being able to earn their money kind of places that in a precarious situation. But then that's when you kind of ask the question, what else as a man do you bring? So I agree with the point you said, what, kindness, patience, etc., etc. Again, those are all human values that you both need to have. That
yeah,
I think
absolutely.
So you're saying like what's specifically masculine?
So, Kola, how do you measure your masculinity?
I absolutely don't know. Like, I think that's like the bane of my existence at the moment. It's,
that's an honest answer.
Yeah, it's literally figuring out. And I think it's for all of us, to be honest, but we just don't see it. If you think about it, like the whole of society has a proper dysphoria all around what is feminine and what's masculine. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, we all genuinely don't have a clue. Because I guess we got used to the status quo, and then we started sort of like we created like some form of, there was an upheaval because, you know, there was discrimination. And then I'm talking about, you know, people discriminate against women. And then obviously after that upheaval, it's like, we don't know what it should look like now. So I'm basically saying what you guys have been saying. In terms of how I measure myself as a man is,
how we measure, how we should measure.
No, I think the question was how I measure. Is it?
How you measure?
Yeah, is it like I'm just scarily trying to figure out not making the mistakes that I see that men make, that's sort of like bad for them. And that's all I know at the moment. Because my journey has been like what I thought was masculinity, I got to sort of like the middle age, like my middle 20s. And I was like, everything that I thought was great about what a man should be
is not.
Is a load of crap. And you kind of have to rewire that. So yeah, that, okay, let me give an actual distinct answer though. Right now though, the way I do is like, obviously you got to get your bread up, not because of ego, not because of whatever.
You have to survive.
Yeah, and also like your prime drive as a man is that.
To get your bread up, yes.
As in like you will basically be a provider.
Yeah.
So do you know what I mean? So yeah. So that's my one thing, is that bread's gotta be up wherever, like it's what we all live for, this capitalist dunya. And then the other one is to sort of like try my best to preserve my life source where like whatever it is that makes me and try not to get that gang crazy, which is again the bane of my existence.
Do you think there's because a lot of that is very, besides the money part, is very inward things, like inward parameters or inward calculations.
Very intrinsic.
Do you think, because if you say, oh, as a general sense, how do men measure their masculinity? Do you have any idea of, or this goes for women, how do women measure their masculine femininity? Okay. Is there any physical attributes that, because I can say for one, a lot of the time we don't know that we do it, but from when you're a child, this shit is measured from, like what sports you play, what sports you play,
being told not to cry,
being told not to cry, don't play with that doll, going to your teenage age, how many bodies have you caught, like there's physical parameters.
Yeah, I've got something about femininity. I feel like growing up, like the society always pushes women towards how they look being tied to their femininity. Mm. So as a woman, if you're not into makeup and you're not into doing the typical things women do, like getting their nails done and all of that kind of stuff, you're seen as a woman that's like, you don't take care of yourself. You're not like, you're not feminine. Mm. Like you're masculine. And I have always felt like that is such a very, like it's such a vain way to view femininity. Mm. Like it's very shallow. If it's all about how a certain person looks, then I think femininity is tied to certain things that women can do that men cannot, because that's what then separates femininity from masculinity. A woman is a woman and a man is a man. So what a woman can do that a man cannot is nurture a child, for instance, in a way a man could never do.
Right.
And I feel like that quality intrinsically is feminine.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, men can have nurturing qualities, but a nurturer is a woman. Mm. Like stuff like that. That's what I would decipher.
Absolutely.
Stuff like that. Like, that's what I see femininity as. Mm-hmm. Or things like, I think being looked after is also feminine. Like there's a femininity to it, because I'm Christian in it. So I believe the way that God made men and women, God made men a certain type of way. And then the way he made women is a certain type of way. Mm. Women were never told in olden days to like not have their own, or to not be a, like have their own businesses or whatever, have their own ventures and stuff. But there is a family unit, and in the family unit, there is a head of the home. Mm-hmm. And that's, in my belief system, that's a man. And a woman, like your support of that, and you lead the home in your own capacity. Absolutely. With like certain areas, but you're looked after as part of a home, a household scenario. And I feel like part of being a woman is leaning into that as well.
Mm.
So there's lots of different things. I think femininity is not, I don't know, femininity now is rooted in very vain things. Yeah. Like, oh, how many businesses do you have? Or how many, how many times do you get your maintenance done?
Mm. How much money do you spend on your maintenance?
So like, it's like trash.
Especially the fact that there are two genders, mm-hmm. and with both genders, there's just certain things one gender cannot do that the other can. That's why we're both separate, mm-hmm. right? So that's what it comes, that's literally what it is. What you can't do, I'll do. Mm-hmm. What I can't do, you do.
A lot of that is heavily linked to how the value of each gender since the beginning of time. So you made like a key distinguishment of femininity being, of a woman being linked to her parents or her beauty. Well, since the beginning of time, beauty is how being the value of a woman is placed on how beautiful she is.
Yeah.
And the value of a man is placed on how much she can provide.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Because of time, guys, we are going such to
good. That was, oh no, it was so good. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. There's more that we could have spoken about, but yeah, because of time.
Sorry, guys.
I'm sorry.
Thank you for having us.
Because I think everyone sort of assumed that we're gonna have like a long pod, anyways, and I actually did not communicate that I was.
No, it's Aya's fault, not yours.
That I was limited by time.
No, it's fine.
Thank you for having us.
This was
fun.
I wish I could just copy and paste and continue from this moment, like another time, if that makes sense. Mm.
The sisters will be back, Cher.
Really again.
You guys will see them on our, when we're starting again, like next week or something. So you'll see them.
They shall be back.
Yeah. Follow us on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube when we get back on there.
You better follow them.
I'm going to be on there next.
True.
Shout out to the sisters.
Big up them for coming on.
Oh.
And from everyone that unfiltered,
we're out.
Bye.
Aww. It might be not.